You're listening to Sabah Muslim on Radio Islam International. Yesterday we began the discussion with regard to social conduct, Islamic social etiquette. Now, for us as believers, the central place for us is the masjid. And while we're in the masjid, there too we need to display certain characteristics, we need to display good conduct. So what are some of the things that are demanded for us when we're in the masjid? Do not perform salah in such a place in the masjid that the free movement of other musallis are obstructed. You get these people who go and perform salah at the entrance of the masjid. Now everybody has to walk. You know, there's a door there. Someone goes and stands just behind the door. Now every person walking past has to either detour or try and get a bench and put a sutra there. You are giving people a difficulty. You are causing hardship to others. You are causing inconvenience to others. And amongst the most fundamental principles of Islamic conduct is not to harm, to inconvenience, or to trouble any person in any way whatsoever. And the next point is, do not unnecessarily stand immediately behind someone's back to perform salah. If the masjid is empty, the person in front may be perturbed that, here's someone standing behind me, why is this person standing behind me? Why are you standing so close to that person? So this is also something that we need to keep in mind, that it causes inconvenience to a person. When removing your shoes, do not shove aside the shoes of others, nor remove the shoes from a place in order to put your shoes there. The place occupied by the shoes of a person is the right of that person. On emerging from the masjid, if the person does not find his shoes there, you'll become worried. One should place the shoes in the shoe rack or in an appropriate place if there is no shoe rack area. And when placing the shoes down, one should not throw them on the ground, but place them on the ground in a cultured manner. Now, there's many masjids that have a problem with the shoes. It blocks the entire entrance area to the masjid. Now, in our local masjid, Extension 9, what they've been doing to punish the people is they dump all the shoes on one side. They kick all the shoes that has blocked the entrance, and they dump it on one side so that the person learns a lesson that, you know, you leave your shoes in the entrance way, we will kick your shoes away because it blocks. So on the one hand, both, I think there's a certain, you know, while it should be done to teach a lesson or to put place in the place out of the way, it shouldn't be done in a way to show disdain to the people. And that is where some people get caught into the trap where they sort of look down at others who have done things. Anyway, what people need to be considerate of is that when you're entering the masjid, don't put your shoes in such a way that it will cause harm. People will trip over your shoes. Enter with the right foot, reciting the appropriate dua. When leaving the masjid, emerge with the left foot, reciting the appropriate dua. When in the masjid, maintain silence inside the masjid as well as the wudu khana area. Sit down respectfully, do not engage in worldly conversations. Before sitting down, perform two rakats, tahiyatul masjid, if it is the appropriate time. Also, when a person is in the masjid, then you should recite the third or fourth kalima if it is not a time in which you can perform the tahiyatul masjid, like the time after Asr Salah or the time after the Fajr Salah. These are times in which Nafil Salah has been prohibited. Sometimes you have people who come and they make zikr, they make tasbih loud in a masjid. Now, a masjid at all times, even if there was no one there when you entered, but the moment someone enters the masjid, then it is now a public area, and therefore people need to, you need to respect the presence of others. By you making zikr loud or reading Quran loud, you are disturbing others in the masjid. We'll continue with our focus on social etiquette and the masjid tomorrow, inshallah.